What's the difference between Purim and Chanukah? What is the fundamental difference between these two incredible, incredible holidays? And the Mishnah Berurah provides us with a beautiful insight. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Resh Ayin, discussing the difference between Purim and Chanukah. Shelo kavum l'mishta v'simcha. Chanukah, they didn't establish days of Mishta and Simcha. There's no set requirement to have a Suda. On Chanukah, we say Halel, we say Al Anisim. Why is this? Why don't they have this element of Simcha on Chanukah? Why don't we have a Suda on Chanukah? Because there's a difference. Because what happened on Purim? It was a decree to destroy and to destroy our bodies. Genocide, annihilation. Haman was a Hitler. Haman was Hamas that wanted to obliterate us. Like Hamas today, their charter calls for our destruction. That was Purim. That was Haman. Shehu bitul mishta v'simcha, which is a nullification of physicality, of mishta, of asuda and simcha. V'loat nefashos. They didn't want to get rid of our souls. They didn't want to get rid of uproot our Yiddishkeit. Purim, orchestrated by Haman, was to destroy our physical bodies. Shafil Amir Datam, even let's say Chas V'Shalom, the Yidin rejected the religion. They said, Haman will be like you, Chas V'Shalom, lo yamekabel otam. He wouldn't receive them. Haman was not interested in conversions. Haman was interested in our physical annihilation. Lachein, lekach, kishetzil makadosh baruch mimenu, when Hashem saved us, we established to praise Hashem through a mishta, through a meal, through a simcha. It was a physical threat, and therefore we won the war. We have a physical celebration. We have a suda, an incredible suda, a festive suda with basar and yayin, and it's a real highlight of the Halakha day of Purim. A physical threat, a physical celebration. Masha ein came b'maisa dante yoichis. This is different than the story of Antiochus, the story of Chanukah, which we're in right now, the evil king Antiochus. Shelo gazar aleim laharog v'lahashmid. He didn't decree to get rid of us, to annihilate us. Rakseros v'shmados kedei lahamir dasam. They set up terrible decrees to do what? To get rid of our religion. That's Chanukah. Antiochus comes along and says, no more Yiddishkeit, no more Shabbos, no more Rosh Chodesh, no more Bris Milah, no defining traits will make up a Yid. That is what Chanukah was. It was a spiritual threat. Kamosha anu omrim lashkicham taratecha. Like we say in Al Nisim, he wanted to forget the Torah, make us forget the Torah. Lavira me'al chukei ritzonecha, and to make us transgress the chukim of Hashem. V'imayu Yisrael machnim lehem. Let's say Bnei Yisrael decided to subjugate themselves, liyo kavushim tachas yadam. They'll be subjugated. We told you, Antiochus, we're yours. V'lalo lehem mas, we'll give you taxes. V'chozrim lamanusam, and we're going to go to your beliefs. Chas v'shem lo yimavakshim yoter. Antiochus would say, you're good. Life's good. If we would submit to Antiochus and say, we'll become like you, we'll become Greeks, we'll become Hellenized, we won't be Jewish, he would have said, beautiful, life's good. We won't destroy you. You're one of us. We become swallowed up by them, and we would have become full-fledged Greeks. Ella rather, Shigbir Kadosh Baruch Hu Yad Yisrael V'Nitzchum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us strength, and we were victorious, and we beat the Greeks. Just like we've beaten every enemy that's faced us. Warning to all those who come against us. L'kach, lo kavum ella l'halav l'hodos levad. Therefore, in Chanukah, we have halal, and we have hoda'ah. Kilomar, kevim shehem ratzu l'mno'o utanu mizelech por v'dato chas v'shom. They wanted to get rid of our religion. Uvezrato yitzbrach lo hefikuz mamam. But with Hashem's help, their plan was not successful. V'gavri yadeinu, and we won. L'kach anu modim u'mashavchim lo ashilanu le'elohim. Therefore we praise that we have Hashem. V'lo azavnu mevaraso, and we didn't leave the service of Hashem. Chanukah chevra, listen carefully please. Chanukah was a spiritual threat. Chanukah wanted to get rid of us, wanted to snuff out our religion, our identity, our mission and our purpose, our ideals, and we were successful. So how do we celebrate? a spiritual way. We have Hallel and Hoda'ah. And that's the difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah is a physical threat. We win, we celebrate physically. Sorry, Purim is a physical threat. We win, we celebrate physically. Chanukah is a spiritual threat. How do we win? We win, we celebrate spiritually. And I just want to expand on this for a few minutes. Something very powerful. You guys are, Baruch Hashem, I think, you're ready to listen. Ready, Mirtz Hashem, to internalize this message. Chanukah is a time where we have to really ask ourselves, did we really beat the Greeks? Did we taka really beat the Greeks? So what do I mean by that? What were the Greeks trying to accomplish? Don't be a Yid. Don't be Jewish. Don't be passionate. Don't be committed and loyal to the mitzvos. Get rid of it. Join us. And the question we have to ask ourselves every Chanukah is, did we win? Did we win this battle? Because unfortunately, Chevra, if we're real with ourselves, and that's the avod of a Yid, is to be emes, to be real, we've not completely won this war. There are many influences in our lives, unfortunately, that bring us away from Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. There are many influences in our lives today, 2023, coming on 2024, that are pushing us away from Hashem. There are many roadblocks, stumbling blocks in our way that are unfortunately removing us from Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. There are Greek influences and Greek forces in our daily lives. And that's a scary thought. Could it be perhaps some of the music we listen to? Some of the music, the antithetical to religion sound bites we listen to, the music that has a very, very big impact on who we are. Music is very, very influential. It has a deep imprint on our hearts and souls. It could be certain music we're listening to that could be steering us away from Hashem. It could be certain people that we look up to. It could be certain people that we look up to that we idolize. And we love everything they say. And we soak it all in. But are these the influences in our lives that should be leading our direction? That should be our moral compass? It could be certain celebrities, certain athletes perhaps, certain people that we idolize and we soak it all in, but are steering us away from Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, for our Father in Heaven. It could be certain things that we just get consumed by, immersed in, enveloped in our social media, that we're constantly bombarded with. Different messages, different videos, sound bites, clips, and we just soak it in. We just let it come. We take a step back and say, is this a good influence for me? Is this something that's valuable for me? Is this something that allows me to be true to my identity, to my calling as B'nai Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Is this something who I really am? Is this something helping me with my mission in this world? I have a neshama. I have an ability to connect to God. I have an ability to change the world, to be a light to the nations. Are these messages conducive to my growth, to my personal mission, to my national mission? And that's something we have to really evaluate on Chanukah. When we light the candles, take a few minutes, instead of rushing to our phones and rushing to the next thing, take a few minutes to be by the candles, the pure neros. Holy, holy candles. You can't get physical benefit, but you could look at them. El Elor Otam Belvai, we could look at them. And it's a great time to take a step back and think, what are the Greek influences in my life? What's trying to steer me away from Hashem? What's removing me? What do I hold in my hand all day that unfortunately is a big roadblock, stumbling block to who I really am and really can be? And to be brave enough to say in a healthy way, maybe I should start considering what I'm allowing to influence me. Maybe the music I listen to, the things I watch, the things I absorb are not the best influence for me. It's not allowing me to really be a Ben Torah, a servant of Hashem. And maybe I should start to evaluate. Why do I spend so much time consuming all of this content? If it's steering me away from my purpose, from my identity, of who I could truly be and meant and ought to be. And Bezerat Hashem, that's the first step, is reflecting, is becoming aware that things I look at, things I watch, do matter. They matter immensely, and they matter tremendously. And we can't, chas v'shalom, be so naive to say, it doesn't matter what I watch, what I look at. Chas v'shalom, everything we do, our actions matter. They impact us, and they're going to impact our future children one day, Mirtz Hashem. We create our own family tree, starting now, of what we want our families to look like. It starts now. But Rabbi, I'm young. It starts now. It starts, Taka starts now. Of what I want myself to look like, my family to look like, what type of person I could be. Taka starts now. So Bezrat Hashem, on this Heiliga Chag of Chanukah, a Chanukah, when we see the lights, which we see Hashem's beautiful Hashkacha Pratis, the lights which light up the world and illuminate, Mirtz Hashem, these Neros Chanukah should illuminate our lives. These Neros Chanukah should illuminate who we truly are, who we truly could be. And not just to live, Chas V'Shalom, robotic lives, motionless lives, where I just go with the flow, I just consume, and I live like a robot. Chas V'Shalom, ever, we're so much better than that. We could, moms, change the world like Yidden have done throughout time. And Bezrat Hashem, take the time to think at the Neros Chanukah, what are the influences in my lives? What are ones that are negative for me? How could I do it in a healthy way to remove them? And then start to fill up the time with positive influences. Things that motivate me. Things that inspire me. Things that light me up. And by doing so, Mirtz Hashem, we will illuminate ourselves, and in the process, illuminate everybody else around us.